from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
She's a radical left lunatic.
Riding shotgun.
The freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
On the election trail to November.
Inflation is eating you alive.
The Election Information Station. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get together. It's the 9 o'clock stretch. It is 9:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Unfortunately, the top story is a school shooting in Georgia. High school shooting, 4 dead. Suspect, 14 years old. Interviewed by law enforcement a year previous. Where was the breakdown there? More questions than answers. We'll get back to that. But right now, we've got State Senator Blaise Ingolia joining us right now. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Let me ask you this. The governor, which doesn't make sense to me, but things in politics don't, but the governor's taking heat because of this leaked memorandum that came out about doing things in Florida state parks, of which he may not even been aware of that. What's going on here?
Yeah, this was kind of odd. From what we understand, that somebody over at FDEP put out some plans to sort of improve some of the parks, and they included some ridiculous proposals, or they were getting ready to include some ridiculous proposals, like put golf courses and hotels in some of the parks. I think that was just horrible. And so does the governor. I was with the governor when he addressed the some press on that. The thing here is that this governor and the legislature, we have had a commitment to cleaning up the environment. We're constantly buying land for conserving it. We have the wildlife corridor. And I think a lot of this was blown out of proportion, because when you think of a state park, you think of 250,000 acres. What they were probably doing, and I don't know the exact what they were doing, but they were probably doing like improving the campsites, you know, with some pickleball courts and, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 acres in a park that has 250,000 acres. So I think some of it was overblown, but some of it was very valid criticism, because everyone's moving to the state of Florida. There are a lot of people who are concerned about overdevelopment, not just smart development, but overdevelopment. So there are some valid concerns, and I think that's why you see the governor come out and push back on it. I have no doubt that the governor had no idea that this stuff was being proposed.
The way it was brought out or leaked or whatever, it seems to me it was done to have the impact that it did. The big splash, talk about a hotel, talk about a golf course. In simplistic terms, that absolutely off the charts doesn't make sense. If you actually look at some of the things and what they were talking about, even the golf course was going to be put together by a group of veterans, nonprofit, on land that now has a bunch of like old beat up, warehouses that are aging, like World War II era. So there's always more to the story that meets the eye, but I think it was a political move by the folks that are against DeSantis.
No, yeah. Yeah, it actually was a political move by the left, because the people who were spreading the information at the very, very beginning were part of a leftist environmental group. But the thing that played in their favor, and unfortunately it took hold, was the perception. So when you say that you have a state park, again, we'll use 250,000 acres, when you're talking about developing a portion of the park, in people's minds, the perception is that all 250,000 acres are going to be mowed over, bulldozed over, and there's going to be concrete, right? So I think that was the perception. I think that was one of the reasons why you had such fervent pushback on it. But that's clearly not the case.
Well, we had your counterpart, State Senator Keith Perry, who, I mean, came out of the air, and he tried to explain these things. He said, look, I'm not saying I'm for any of them. He says, but if we have this kind of leakage that comes out and it's splashed around, we'll never even get into any serious discussions about anything to do with, say, the state parks when it's put out in that way. People can't even look at it individually or in piecemeal because the subject is that you can't touch it now.
That's right, and that's why Keith Perry is one of the smartest people in the legislature, because he knows what he's talking about.
Well, yeah,
100%.
And he also shares some things with you. I mean, he's a roofer by trade, and I know you're a home builder, and there was talk from Kamala about this $25,000 down payment for home buyers. I wanted to get your input on that.
Oh, it's a horrible proposal. On so many different levels, it's a horrible proposal. Look, one of the things that we want as home builders is we want to deliver the lowest cost home to home buyers, because then we have more people available to buy the home. If you build $2 million homes, right, there's only a certain amount of the segment of population you can sell to. But what we want is we want to get as much inventory on the market as possible at the lowest cost possible. So the first thing we have to realize is that the United States is effectively broke right now. You know, tens of trillions of dollars in debt. Anything that we propose such as this, we're borrowing from China, we're borrowing from our grandkids. That's the first thing. The second thing is that when the government comes out and says that they are going to help people, often they're going to hurt people, and they don't realize it. All this is going to do is push the prices of the homes higher. Now, we're not going to make any more money because our cost basis is going to go up. When you inject that much money into the economy in such a way, our costs are going to go up. Our roofing supplies, our concrete, our lumber, our steel are going to go up. So all you're doing is just hurting the people that you pretend to help. So all you're going to do is raise the cost of homes $25,000. The problem with pumping money into the economy like the Biden administration did is that you cause massive inflation. The only thing that's going to fix home buying is if you get more supply on the market cheaper. But also with inflation, salaries are going to have to rise. And then that's the big thing. So salaries are eventually going to have to rise. Wages are going to have to rise in order for people to make homeownership attainable again. But then when you raise salaries, you're also raising costs. When you raise costs, you're raising prices for the year end, for the end consumer. And that's why we literally sit and scream at the rooftops to tell the federal government to stop spending, because it's a never ending cycle that does nothing but hurt consumers.
Now, between, you know, state, local and federal requirements, I mean, they've caused the price of building a home to go up a great deal. You got to roll back the regulations. I'm sure you agree with me on that. But is there a better model coming? I mean, we've been basically building structures, you know, family structures, I mean, virtually the same for 150 years.
We have, and this is something that our legislature grapples with every year, is that how do we strip away, and it's a balance, so how do you strip away the regulations, the owner's regulations that do nothing but add cost to home ownership, but then still be in such a way that you're protecting the people who are actually buying. One of the bills that we passed last year that I authored was to help development get online quicker. When you start a development, you have a thing called a preliminary plat. And basically, it's just a drawing that gets approved by local government. But by the time you're able to turn dirt, it's usually 12 months away. So we've tried to shorten that by a new law. But look, here's the deal. The deal is every time we try to do something that is going to lower the cost of housing. You have government at every level increasing the cost of housing. So I get very, very frustrated when you have government saying, hey, we need more affordable housing, and their idea is subsidizing it with more government money. But they leave the regulations in place, and they add more regulations, which are causing the prices to go up. So it's counterintuitive. But then again, that's government, counterintuitive.
Whatever happened to the $6,000 or $8,000 house the Mackel brothers would build for me?
Yeah. That's a very, very good point, because back in the 80s when the Mackels, right in Spring Hill where I'm at, Mackel brothers basically started Spring Hill as a development. Back then it was very, very easy to do it. And that's why you had, 40, 50,000 homes, dollar homes. Years ago, in the 80s, in the 70s and 80s, but you can't find that anymore because the environmentalists, the regulatory agencies, the bureaucracy when it comes to building a home is just, it's abysmal.
Yeah, it is. Everybody's got their hand out, and solutions are difficult to come by, but we appreciate your work and your expertise in that area as a home builder. We look forward to talking to you again soon. State Senator Blaze Ingolia, thank you, sir.
Take care, guys.
All right. Always a pleasure to talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
It's 9:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 30 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile. More headlines coming up as well. 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know about you, but I am ready to unplug. And I don't mean right now.
Oh, good.
I just mean for the weekend, you know? Like, yeah. I always look forward to Friday.
Yeah.
But I'm really, for some reason, really, I just feel kind of crispy around the edges, kind of fried, to be honest. And today was a great day. It started off with, being a bad coffee day.
Oh,
coffee,
yeah.
Not right. But yeah. But just in general, I don't know. I guess maybe it's the combination of, the political things.
Yeah, they wear on you.
That are going on. Yeah.
Sure.
And especially it gets frustrating when, it becomes so obvious and blatant that, you know, that the left is just making up lies out of whole cloth and just perpetuating them. And it's just it's very frustrating. So I know a lot of people are kind of feeling the same way. We'll make it, though. We'll make it to the weekend. U.S. Steel shares fall as Biden prepares to block the sale to Nippon Steel. Nippon, right? Is that the Japanese company? Yeah. So this can be a tough one. And what I mean by that is we actually, I wouldn't think, want more foreign ownership, especially of big, important things like steel manufacturing. That we still have to have a base. And there is some, but this would be a big deal. I you know, but again, that's not my economic hat on. That's more, you know, leading with my heart. Now, look, we have to have a foundational basis to be self-sustaining, or at least somewhat self-sustaining as a nation, should the need arise. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're getting steel, from China, or anything that we're getting from China, that could change literally any time. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you when it'll change. They'll go into Taiwan. Yep. And if we do anything to try to stop that,
we're cut off.
We're going to be cut off.
Well, what do we do with the pharmaceuticals?
90%, I think, is where we're at coming from China.
And even the ingredients of the ones we put together, over 80% come from China of the ingredients. Now, what? How do we let ourselves get into this? That's the frustrating part.
Yeah. And so I believe Trump is also against the sale to Japanese ownership. But I know there's also like a union component in there, too. The union, apparently, they would like a different company to buy them that they know would stick with the collective bargaining agreement. So, yeah, there's lots of pieces to it. It's not one of those simple things, but we can sort of make it simple. We can take it to the macro and say, look, we've got to draw the line somewhere. Mm-hmm. We have to have at least somewhat of an industrial and manufacturing base. And so this is one step to sort of keep us producing steel. Now, if it makes sense overall economically, the business world, I don't know.
Well, part of the problem is you get these, and Chrysler is dealing with this, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. It was part of the whole Fiat group, and then Stellantis is this mega thing that runs them all. You've got decisions being made on one of a huge industry in our country, decisions being made by people who don't necessarily understand the American market.
Or aren't necessarily heavily invested in the American market.
They're always trying to cut costs, and that's what Stellantis, Jeep, Dodge, they're dealing with right now. They're wanting to cut shifts. They're wanting to move production. Bit by bit, they are hurting American jobs because, again, they're trying to think a little more global than just the United States. We don't want our major corporations run from some other place around the world.
Well, I mean, you also have to look at it from a marketing perspective. We think of the United States as this huge market, and it is.
Sure.
But, you know, compared to like Asia,
China,
India, and some of these other areas, it's not as big as we'd like to believe it is. So, explore other markets and stuff like that. I get it. But to your point, the American worker seems like, you know, they're the ones that are
at the shaft.
Hit no matter what. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. At least 35% of Americans in more than half of all states, including five key swing states, reported that they had difficulty covering household expenses in a June and July survey published Wednesday. The data is backdropped by the U.S. presidential race, where voters have regularly tabbed the economy and inflation as the top issues. Again, it's weird that people go, the economy and inflation are the top issues. And you could add immigration to that, too, in the open borders. When you see how people answer the questions and then they still are going to vote.
I know. Is that
for
crazy?
The people that brought you the open borders and the inflation, it's insane. It is. It literally is insane. Oh, and by the way, I don't know how they broke it down in terms of, you know, people responding.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, they had difficulty covering household expenses in June and July. I got to tell you, I think it's higher than 35%.
Oh, I do too.
I really do. I mean, and sometimes you forget, as the kids maybe grow up and, you know, get out of the house or whatever, you forget how those expenses could pop up at any time.
Yep.
You know, need new shoes, something with the vehicle, you know, things were just one on top of another. And it was, you were, when times were what I call good, sometimes you felt like you were just barely swimming, keeping your head above water.
I mean, you're Florida. The AC goes out. You got an appliance that dies on you. You know what those things cost
immediately. And at the same time, your insurance costs for your car, for your home, have gone way, way up. Yep. Your property taxes have gone way, way up. Wages in Florida have no way have they kept a pace with that.
No.
Well, in maybe a few select, you know, industries related to probably, you know, IT.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that,
no
way, no how.
Not the average reason.
Nope. The U.S. Census Bureau Household Pulse Survey. Now, this was 70,000 U.S. households, so this was pretty comprehensive. And they said at least 35% of Americans in a whopping 33 states somewhat or very difficult to pay for typical expenses. That is big. Mm. Pennsylvania, 35.1% of respondents reported having trouble covering their expenses in an economy that is ravaged by 40-year high inflation under Biden-Harris. And I can tell you, I know what some people are doing. They're doing the old float the card routine.
Yep.
Putting expenses on the card. Maybe get an offer of low or zero interest for a period of time. You can play that game for a while. You can shuffle that deck.
But don't forget, when that deadline comes up,
it is gonna hurt in a big way. So, yeah, I think people are to some extent living on borrowed time. They're saying, okay, I know things will get better in the future, so I'll just put off, you know, that payment. But you're accruing debt, the whole time. So yes, I've made my monthly expenses, but I had to put, you know, 10% on a credit card. To me, it would help to make the decision very, very easy that the leadership at the very top needs to absolutely change. I can't understand for the life of me why people don't get that. No. Trump derangement syndrome. And then you talk about the school shooting, and then the left goes into automatic, you know, gun derangement syndrome. A lot of derangement.
There's enough to go around.
Mostly from the left.
Well, yeah.
It is 9:28. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Mm-hmm. 9:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the weekend, Friday, it's coming. It's right over there. I can almost see it.
Wow.
All right, so you've got Tim Walz. This guy is going to be so easy. He already is easy to make fun of.
Yeah.
All right. What's the exercise guy to pass
Richard
away?
Richard Simmons.
Richard, yeah.
Yeah.
Richard Simmons, you remember him, very energetic.
Yeah,
always bouncing around, running around.
Uh-huh.
There's somebody that did, I think they did on a podcast, somebody on the network, maybe, I don't know, but they did a side-by-side with Richard Simmons and Tim Walz, you know, because he comes out.
Screen, yeah.
Yeah, he's a little overly animated, one might say. Uh-huh. So this guy, from our perspective, talk radio, I mean, this guy is going to be the gift that keeps on giving.
My goodness, yeah.
It's just, I care about the country too much to want it to extend beyond November 5th.
Oh, just think about Saturday, you know what I mean? Saturday Night Live. You know, they could have a blast with this guy.
Well, they could, but will they go there?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
They pick on everybody these days, I think.
Now, the Democrats have challenges ahead of them, and there's plenty of them. One of them is, they can't stand it that people of faith, by and large, are supporting Trump.
Right. They just don't understand it.
It just irritates them to no end.
It does.
Kamala or her people decided, well, they're going to bring this woman on board who's a reverend, Jennifer Butler. She's a progressive reverend. And when I say progressive,
she's out
what
there.
I really mean is, whoa, wacky.
Cuckoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's bringing her on board specifically for the idea to draw believers, draw Christians to become Kamala supporters, right?
That's the goal.
And this is how she's going to go about it. She says that white supremacists have hijacked the Christian faith. She said, today we face fundamental threats to democracy. What are those? And it's not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. She wrote a book, Who Stole My Bible, in 2020. Oh, man, she gets into it. The wealthy are overwhelmingly white, and those who are systemically, economically disadvantaged are people of color. Again, is it a book about faith, or is it a book about Marxism and wealth redistribution? You'll find the latter to be most true. And the many-headed beasts reveal the corruption of the imperial system around us. The imperial cult of the United States of America, whose stock market booms while unemployment skyrockets. Okay, first of all, she's a wacko. And when you use that kind of language, colonialist, imperialist, when you do that, I can tell you right now, you are a nutbag, okay? And who exactly is she going to... She's not using honey or sugar to draw the ants. Mm-mm. What is she using? Vinegar? What is she using? Mace? I'm going to spray you in the eyes. Come vote for Kamala.
That may be what it takes.
I mean, because it makes no sense.
No.
But wait a second. You forget. In the real world that we live in now, ensconced by the far left media and the far left social media platforms, they won't delve into her book that was only written 4 years ago.
Yeah.
They won't delve into that. They will hold her up. Oh, look at this. She's a woman in a traditionally male job. Wow. Just for that, you get all kinds of points. Yeah. Don't worry about crazy. She's a woman.
Now that they've determined again, they know what they are.
Again, that creates a problem. The Democrat Supreme Court pick couldn't define what a woman was when asked by Senate. When she was being confirmed.
Was that the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen in your life, almost? Seriously.
It was a slap in the face to anybody with, you know, the ability to have some cogent thought. I mean, it's just... Yeah,
it was.
This same nutbag, crazy lady, is supposed to be bringing voters in.
Mm-hmm.
She said, these catastrophes are an apocalypse, a revelation of greedy, bloodthirsty, imperial beast beneath the fine linens. Again, yeah, I want to live in your world. Whoever you're supporting, I want to jump right on board that happy train.
That's a crazy train.
That train that goes to joy. Hey, is this the crazy train that'll take me to joy?
Uh-huh. It is.
Militarism, that's absolutely terrible. Yeah. Why would you want to be able to defend the only bastion of freedom that's still left around the world? Why would you want to have to defend that with militarism? Oh, and then she's also against individualism. Basically, when you say you're against these things and you talk about America the way you do, why doesn't she just come out and say, I hate America? It would be accurate.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even have to write a whole book.
Mm-mm.
I hate America. And might as well say you hate Christians, too.
Sure.
She said Christians need to come out of the closet. Now, why would you use that kind of terminology with Christians specifically?
Well, she comes from a very liberal perspective.
You think?
Even spiritually, yes.
You think?
I would not even consider a lot of it Christian, but yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, because obviously there's some crazy spirits out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, come out of the closet and witness to the word of justice in the face of a brutal empire asserting its control. Word of justice? What is that? Tell me where that is biblically. She lost me.
Yeah.
Witness to the word of justice. Again, these are terminologies that kind of cover their Marxist basis with. This wealth redistribution. If you are successful, you're evil, especially if you're white.
There is...
Oh, by the way, she's white.
Yeah.
Self-loathing.
Yeah. But a lot of these things don't apply to themselves. which is why you can be a millionaire Bernie Sanders and blast billionaires or something. So
she goes on to say they are to resist the temptation, to go with the temptation, to go with the flow of the imperial military status quo. Talk about not resisting temptation. Isn't everything out of the left? Out of the don't resist temptation playbook? You know, anything goes. And please don't judge. Right. And by the way, give it a try. You never know.
You might like it.
What the heck?
Yeah.
What do you get to lose? Oh, jeez.
What a mentality.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if you disagree with us, we will call you really nasty names. And she believes that individualism is actually that causes you to not care for your neighbors.
Oh, bro.
I'm not sure how that works. Oh, and freedom. Freedom takes the place of what could be equality. Yeah, so you're all worried about your freedom, but you should be worried about how you can redistribute your wealth to take care of others. I'm telling you, this is what it all breaks down to. The thing is, the people at the top, the leaders that spout this kind of bull, they don't follow any of their own principles.
No.
They want you to. They want to push it upon you. You know, I just think it's so interesting. These people that want wealth redistribution, yet, you know, they haven't taken any sort of vow of poverty. Mm-mm. In fact, they've all enriched themselves in a big way. She goes on to say, a large percentage of white Christians is marching to the drumbeat of white nationalism. Given all this, nothing could be more important than reclaiming this radical book called the Bible and acting to make its vision for radical justice, equality, and liberation a reality. Really?
Hmm.
Hmm. And she also said that Christians are weaponizing their religious freedom. Rather than using religious freedom as a shield, Christians are using it as a sword. Oh, wait a second. You're on the side of the abortionists.
Yeah.
If anybody's using a sword, it would be the abortionists.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody is using a shield, it would be Christians and conservatives that want to protect life. You know, I guess she, in seminary school, there was a couple of lessons maybe she missed.
Yeah.
She was tripping, smoking weed, but she missed a couple of pretty important things. Wow. In other words, this woman, and let me make sure I give you her name again, because Kamala Harris hired her as a director on her campaign to help court people of faith onto the Harris-Walls ticket. She is progressive. Wow. Jennifer Butler, Reverend Jennifer Butler.
She is not going to expand the desire of the Christian community en masse to want to rally around Kamala. Everything that she says and does is about those lefty, we go to church, call yourself a whatever, but we believe in all the liberal things. You believe in abortion, fly your freak flag, all those kind of things. Nothing about a traditional anything-leaning conservative church.
Her language is very, very similar to the little lefty youngsters that are on college campuses against Israel.
Yeah.
They use the same kind of this. They use those words like imperialist and colonist. Anytime I've ever met anybody who used that kind of terminology in my whole life, and I'm 62, my entire life, I can tell you there's no exception. Every single one of them was a raving nutbag.
Oh, yeah.
Teetering on the edge of lunacy. Every one of them.
Yeah.
It's one of the few things that I actually can rely on. A little personal people meter. When you use that terminology, automatically, I have written you off forever.
Yes.
You are kooky and crazy. It's the language. And when people use it, you can tell the way they use it. It was used as a brainwashing technique on them. And it's like, oh, don't mean to ruin your party, but I'm resistant at least to that brand.
Well, they can't usually tell you what most of it really means or how it affects real. It's like when people try to these college kids try to take on a Kirk or a Shapiro. No, they're going to grill you and just send you back home with your tail between your legs. They got no practicality thinking going on.
Let's start to lighten it up.
Okay.
Have you seen the meme of the Walls family?
Yes, I have.
The Walls family all wearing shirts for Trump.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. And I thought, well, this is a, photo gag, whatever. Several family members have come out in support of the Republican presidential nominee, former President Donald Trump. Now, apparently, these aren't like relatives, right? Like,
they're like distant cousins, that kind of thing. Yeah,
but it's still
hilarious.
Yeah, and it's not inaccurate. It's
new. I'd use it.
Absolutely. Coming up next, we need things that make you smile. We need upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political, and I know you can do it. Things that make you smile is brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Another day in paradise, my friends. So much to be thankful for. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for you to call in with things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Kay. What's making you smile?
Oh, good morning, guys. What a great show. I moved in here 24 years ago, a little over 24 years ago, and I had nothing with me but a futon and a suitcase, and I was so happy to have a home. I'd been sleeping in my car. I had my futon on the floor, and I was just laying there with all the doors and windows open, and this little Carolina Wren came in the house. He marched around that futon two or three times, chirp, chirp, chirp. And you know that little Carolina Wren came up here on my birthday, and just now, he came and showed up at my bedroom window and just chirp, chirp, chirp. Every year in the spring and the fall, he comes to see me. I just love that. It made me smile.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's nice.
And it could be representative of, other things. Mark, good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's making me smile is when you told your story about your dad diabolically letting you sample his Sanka. It brought to mind one of my rare visual memories from childhood. Our family was sitting out on the grass in Rhode Island in 1976. My dad was smoking a smoke. I'm all, Daddy, what's that? He's all, wanna try? And I took one puff, coughed, and choked, and never touched cigarettes again.
Yeah, no, that sometimes that works. Let's go to Ocala, Bill. What's making you smile?
Morning, Bob. Hey, man. The cloud covering the sun up today. That's what's making me smile, man, because I'm outside all day long in this stuff.
Oh, yeah. A little break.
Oh, and yeah.
And it has been. It just seems like so hot. And,
yeah.
Well, we get a break here and there, but it seems like where we live in Keystone, I swear, I've never seen like little weather systems pop up and like make 120 degree turns right when they're, getting to my front lawn almost.
He's like watching the radar going, yes, we're going to get some rain. And then I ask him about it the next morning. He's like, oh, yeah, it just went right around us. We're a split and just went right around us.
I mean, look, in the area, we're getting enough. In our little place, we're getting enough. But, man, we somehow, some way, we seem to miss a lot of that. What's making you smile, Greg?
The fact that I'm feeling a lot better. You know that I've had shoulder issues. I've had some lower back issues, that kind of thing. And I've been going to my physical therapy.
Very good.
And Rob he hurts me a little bit, but it's amazing. They actually know what they're doing, and the fact that I'm actually having a whole lot less pain on a daily basis really makes me smile.
Yeah, good PT person, worth their weight in gold. Absolutely.
Yep.
Make a huge difference.
So I feel good.
Quality of life.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Yeah.
And tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, that makes me smile.
That makes me smile as well.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for your input, folks. Things that make you smile, brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. But don't go anywhere. We're not quite finished. Not until you get, it's a good one, it's a gem. It's the Smoking Gun, and it's coming up next. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Dana Lash.
The problem is that the government won't stop spending.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
And telling everyone, we're going to give you $25,000 for a house. That's going to make it even worse.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot, GTR. Six adults, multiple children, getting together, enjoying a picnic at Malibu State Creek Park in Calabasas in California, when a mountain lion crept up and grabbed a young boy by the head and began to run away. 40 witnesses saw the animal attack unfold just before 4:30 p.m., with some saying that the big cat appeared totally unafraid. Who else was unafraid? The boy's father stepped in. Somebody screamed. I started running. The father grabbed the mountain lion with his hands. He just fought it. Finally, the mountain lion let go. If you can wrestle a mountain lion, maybe you don't need a gun. And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg and Bob, see ya.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.